extended jam right now. Yeah, fuck this shit. Get it out of here.
All right.
Hi, welcome to Shark Dropper. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Anthony.
What's up, guys?
Not much.
Not a whole lot.
I bought an iron today.
How's that?
I mean, I have an iron now.
So you went to let's walk through this process.
Yeah, for sure.
You go to the store.
Not just any store. I went to the one with a big Target symbol on it.
The iron store.
The iron
store.
So you went to Walmart. Continue.
I went to Walmart. I went into the iron section. No, Target. Target, iron section. Five different irons to choose from. A lot of them were on sale.
Do they have a big selection of irons? You said five different ones, but like, do they have? Are they selling parts and you know, kind of aftermarket products?
Well, no, they had like more than five, but it was just like the stickers to show you where those irons used to be because people bought them, so they're all out.
Oh.
So there's only five left. One was like $70, and I'm like, nah. One was $50, and I'm like, no, let's go a little bit lower. Next one was $40, then a $35, and then I saw a $20 one, and I said, That's the one I want.
That's the one for me.
I'm going for that one. I got it.
So, Danny, what are your early thoughts on the iron?
I haven't used it yet. It's still in the box.
Oh, okay.
So, I plan on using it first thing next week. I don't know. Whenever I need to iron something.
Is it a room essentials iron? Is that what it is?
No, but it'll essentially be in my room, I guess. So.
Did you just Google irons, Kyle?
No, I know that Target's brand is Room Essentials.
I was going to go Black & Decker, but that one was out. So I was like, nah, I'll go. Because that one was $35 and it looked like a good one, but it was so good that people bought all of them. So.
Yeah, look, if you're buying a bandsaw, you would go Black & Decker. But as far as like an iron goes, I mean, I don't think you need to get too fancy here.
Yeah, that's why I went with there was a $10 one, but I don't like buying the cheapest thing of anything. So I was like, I'm going to go one step up, get the $20 iron.
That's right. That's why
I always buy the cheapest thing.
Nah, I don't like doing it because it always
like
breaks.
Yeah.
I'm scared to do.
It's you really do get what you pay for, because when I go to Walmart, I'm like, all these cups for a dollar?
Yeah.
And then like I have one of them, and it's like that was a year ago.
Yeah, I went to IKEA, and they're like, I was like, you know, I need some more like dishes and glasses, and there's like six glasses for $2. I'm like, fuck, that's so cheap. I'm gonna do that. And then I, you know, maybe 2 months later, I have two glasses left because the other ones I fucking set to the side lightly and they fucking shattered.
That's right.
So like, they're so cheap.
I think I remember during a Doppel Rap podcast, like one just broke. Right.
Yeah, I went to grab. I hit the table, which wasn't even where the glass was, and I hit the table, and like it must have the reverberation or something just shattered the glass.
The airwaves couldn't take it. That's it.
Yeah, I'm breaking.
The tensile strength. I'm done.
You've used up your five uses of me. Now I break. Yeah, it works. Yeah.
Hey, if that's kind of worth it though, $2, and I get five uses out of that. I think that's.
I don't know if that's right. You can buy a plastic cup for like 20 cents and probably reuse that.
Yeah.
My dad used to go to the places that supply restaurants, and you can get a bunch for cheap from those places.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
My mom still has like the like old plastic cups that she stole from restaurants. We're just like Carlos and Charlie's, and it's like it's lasted her forever. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So let that be a lesson, everybody out there. Don't stop overpaying for cups.
Steal them.
Steal them.
Go to like hotel rooms. They always have like little glasses. So when you want water in the middle of the night or coffee or whatever, you know, take those.
Yep.
They're free.
Yeah. That's what you pay for with the room. I mean,
yeah, you pay for the little soaps, you pay for the shampoos, you pay for the towels, and you pay for the cups.
And when you see that maid car, you fucking go crazy. You stuff.
Oh, that's
mouth. Yeah.
That's like those old game shows where you would run into a store and just take as much as you can within 60 seconds. That's how I play it. When I see the maid cart without a maid, I'm like, I got about 60 seconds to take as much as I can.
My grandmother used to bring a bag just to steal shit from hotels. Just like an empty bag.
That's like the worst shit though. It's always like the crappiest soap of like hotel luxury soap. And it's
the soap
what,
is
you
always
don't think
so
we tried to tell her that?
Yeah, it's true.
But you can get a lot of it. I mean, it saves on money if you get enough of those soaps. I feel like those soaps only have five uses, like the cups we were talking about.
Less than that. Depends on how much you use, I guess.
Yeah. Like, I rub the soap from my head to my toe, and I'm done. Like, it's gone after yep. that. Like, one rub down from my head to my toe, and it's disintegrated at that
Jesus
point.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Some hotels going to make a lot of money by putting actual size shampoo in their showers and using that as, like, a marketing plan.
They should.
Yeah, I would be more inclined to go to that chain, DoubleTree.
Yep.
Yeah. And hint.
What's the best hotel you stayed in?
The Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Oh, I didn't stay there, but I walked through it. It was really nice.
Yeah, it's gigantic, man. It's got like 8 buildings to it or something like that.
Yeah. I went to the water park right next to it or whatever.
Yeah, that place is basically Disney World on an island.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I stayed at it's in Amsterdam. It's like their big, it's like the restaurant you see as soon as you get off the train. I forget what it's called, but I stayed there and it was nice.
Oh, nice.
It's
nice.
Pretty nice ass hotel.
I stayed in one in like downtown Atlanta that was really nice. It had like I don't know, like the shower and everything like that. It was like really like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. It had like handles and like had like where you can take the thing off the hook, and it had like different like sprays that came out of the sides of the walls.
Ooh,
and stuff. It was intense.
The best.
Yeah. It was like,
you guys ever use? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you just get wet. Like, you just, it's just constant wet, like everywhere. You can't go anywhere in this like 10-foot by 10-foot shower without getting wet. It was cool.
Have you guys ever used a rain shower? Like an actual rain shower?
No.
Nope.
Don't use it because you'll never be able to go back to the old ones again.
Really?
It's so much better.
What is it, like a shower head or a rain shower?
It's like in the ceiling, basically, and it just rains on you.
Oh, my God, I see it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Fuck your water pressure. I just want some...
just rain.
Yeah, just rain. Yep.
They should just have holes in the top of the roof and like just wait for it to, you know, thunder and lightning and rain. And
it should just be a big jagged hole to the outside that just dumps water in your house. That's what I want.
Especially in Florida, it rains all the time. Just leave a big hole in the top.
Yeah, let the bugs and stuff come through.
Yeah, just come in.
Would not be popular in California.
You're living in nature.
No. With their arid country.
Yeah, fucking hipsters. Fuck, get out of here with that.
Showering with sand.
Yeah, just sand. It's like a sandstorm. Just blowing in.
Fuck. God, it sucks.
God. Close the hole. Close the roof.
No, it's good for exfoliating the skin.
Yeah, getting whipped with sand.
Yep. Whipped.
So those people like in the Sudan and stuff, like they're really exfoliated.
Oh, yeah. That's your natural skin color is brown. A lot of people don't know that. All the whites from like dead skin.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Man. Also like staying inside all the time.
Don't look it up, but you know.
But that's a fact.
It's a fact.
If you don't look it up, it's a fact.
Once you look it up,
it proves you wrong and it's not a fact.
If you fucking look it up, you're an idiot.
Shark dropper facts.
Shark dropper facts.
Hashtag.
Hashtag 100%. So wait.
What?
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
There was a $70 iron. at Target. This whole time I'm sitting here trying to think what would a $70 iron be?
That thing be that better be like fucking automated or something.
Yeah, it's just like the Roomba. You just lay it on a pair of pants and it goes by itself.
You come home and it's like taking your clothes like out of the wash to iron them and stuff like that.
Yeah. It waves to you. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's weird. Okay.
Hi, iron.
Listen, I'm not gonna be able to pay rent this month.
Well,
Jesus
Christ, for $70, that's a fucking deal for all that. Like, if I'm paying $70 for all that, that's a deal. I'll pay $70 for that.
Basically paying $70 for something that's living and doing your chores.
Hey, man, I don't think we're far off for most of our appliances just doing it themselves, like all the chores around the house and stuff like that.
I mean, that was basically the Jetsons. What was that? What was the maid's name?
It doesn't matter. Basically, the Jetsons. Rosie.
It's the Jetsons that Rose or whatever the name was of that mechanical thing that did all the. It was a maid.
Yeah. How far away are we from fitting our car inside of our briefcase to go to work? I mean, that's
45
days. Pretty far from that, Kyle.
I think Google's working on that as we speak. To be honest, I mean,
they're going to be driving themselves soon. That's going to be the thing.
Right now, they're just trying to fit regular cars into huge briefcases and see if people will do that.
Scale it down. The market will dictate the size of the briefcase.
Let's see if this takes off at all. Yeah.
Do self-driving cars freak you guys out? Because they freak me out.
Yeah.
What if there's a glitch in the system and they all just crash at once?
I don't like relying on technology that much. Like, that's
I want to feel in some sort of control. Like,
I mean, I get a human error, but like, everybody was worried about the Y2K. Can you imagine like that shit happening? And like, if it actually happened, like, just every car that was automated just fucking
smashed.
It's
gonna be like a robot.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg, the Wachowski brothers, and James Cameron will all be there laughing at us.
They will. All together. Just sitting at that coffee table.
They planned it. Maybe they're all robots.
Yep.
They're the robots.
That, cybernetic systems.
Maybe we just put certain people in self-driving cars. With the guy that goes 60 in the left lane on the highway, like, he can be in a self-driving car.
Test it on people we don't care about and just see if it works. Sex offenders. Let's see if they're okay in the self-driving cars.
Crank up to 200.
Yeah.
Why? What? Look, how did it come to sex offenders trying out the self-driving car? Like, people be like, what the fuck? Why do they get it? Not me.
Well, I'm figuring, like, in case there's like a really bad accident or something like that, it's like, oh, well.
We're going to iron out the glitches.
Yeah, but okay. Worst case scenario,
bringing the iron back.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, you kill the pedophile, but worst case scenario, he's mobile now. He goes wherever the fuck he wants to go.
So he can do more pedophilia stuff?
Yeah, he's going to go do a bunch of drugs and get drunk and then go diddle kids.
with that self-driving car, he's like, I don't even have to worry now. Like,
we just program it to drive back to the prison, that's all.
Yeah. It just goes to around the prison.
Okay, see, now you're getting into some like Minority Report kind of shit where like they can predict if he's going to go diddle a kid.
Well, no, you know he diddles a kid.
He can't get out of the car.
He's already he's in jail. They brought the car to the jail or the prison or whatever, and he's going in there and they're like doing laps just to see if it works. If it crashes, it crashes. But if it doesn't, then like, oh, it works, then we can use this on real people.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
It makes sense, Kyle.
I didn't say it did. I didn't say it did not make sense. I think, you know, you're wasting a lot of time and resources bringing it into a prison to test it out on pedophiles.
Stay mobile.
Well, maybe you could just have it drive around, you know, the block a few times.
Can't they just program in the car like not to go to people's houses who have kids? They can just do that.
What if they legitimately have kids?
What do you mean they legitimately have?
Well, now we're getting into some Big Brother shit.
Every morning the pedophile has to like wake up and do exercises in front of a big computer screen. So we always keep watch.
Yep.
And it's on TV.
And one day the pedophile goes and creates a journal secretly outside of the view of that TV screen.
Yep. And meets a woman.
Nope, meets a kid.
Oh. Diddles him.
Diddles him a little bit. Turns out
it was reformed.
It was the government the whole time.
Yep.
Sign me up.
That would be a pretty good... that wouldn't be pretty good anything.
No, that sounds awful.
That's bad. That's just bad all around.
Did you see that episode of It's Always Sunny where like Frank buys the kids pageant and like he's so adamant about like making it look like it's a legitimate thing and that he's not like diddling the kids.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I'm going to my dressing room. They're going over there. I'm going here. I'm not. And then like by the end of it, the gang's like, yeah, you guys just want to leave. Like, we'll just get out of here. Like, wash our hands of this whole thing. Frank had like a mortician do his makeup and everything.
I do remember that. I remember I remember seeing an interview with what's the guy? The guy who plays Mac or whatever, Rob McKenna. He said that they used to write episodes for like It's Always Sunny, and they would try to just make the most ridiculous storyline for Frank, and they would do that all the time just to see what Danny DeVito, because they said like Danny DeVito was up for anything, and they used to try to just get him to do like anything. So they would like go like really hardcore with like just crazy stuff. And there was like one episode where they tried to get him to like somehow he's going to end up having like a gangbang with a bunch of black guys or something. And then he was just like, at that point he was like, no. And they're like, all right, well, we find out where we you draw the line.
You didn't draw the line at day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what? Wait, what? What was the? Where did you draw the line? You say?
Day man.
Day man. No, come on, that's the best one.
Yeah.
Or like where he's on the ground and like hand sanitizer.
Oh, like, yeah.
I have to be clean.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good.
That wasn't the episode where they ate people, right? What was the episode where they ate people?
That's right.
That was so gross. Or he like fed them raccoon meat, but he told them it was human. So then they thought that they liked eating human. And then they're like always hungry. And he's like, nah, I gave you raccoon meat. You probably have a tapeworm. Like, that's why you're always hungry.
Oh, man.
That show's pretty funny.
Better than Seinfeld.
Wow.
Seinfeld on crack. I do not agree with that statement, but Seinfeld on crack.
Did you hear they're bringing Curb Your Enthusiasm back?
Are they?
Yeah, for a 9th season or something.
Oh, shit.
I never really watched
neither it,
neither did I. But some people are saying like it's the greatest comedy of all time, or like one of the greatest of
like
all time.
TV show-wise?
TV show-wise, yeah.
Parks and Rec, man.
I never got into
Parks and Rec.
I always come
back to Parks and Rec.
I like Parks and Rec a lot. The first two seasons weren't that great, but then I think it like really picked up in the third and fourth.
Yeah, it kind of found its like identity in the
It was too much like The Office in the first two seasons.
That's a problem I had with it, because they were doing the same thing.
Honestly, I like Modern Family too, and that's very like, you know, talking heads to the camera, but I like it. Like Modern Family, like Ty Burrell on Modern Family, like the guy who plays the dad, like he's like one of my favorite sitcom characters. He's just hilarious in that show.
What is it? Is he like? Is that what's his name?
It's Ty Burrell. He's the one like that's married to Julie Bowen's character.
Oh,
he has like three kids. Not Ed O'Neill.
I was gonna say yeah, Ed O'Neill's on that show.
Ed O'Neill's on that, but yeah, not him. Like I think Ty Burrell though, like because he plays kind of like this fun, loving dad who, like, almost is like a kid at heart. So he's like really goofy, but he's not that smart. But I don't know, he just plays it so well. I just remember like I don't remember if I talked about this, but there's like one episode where he's supposed to go like role playing with his wife and they're like trying to do some like kinky stuff. So he's like going to meet her at this hotel and try to pick her up and stuff and like take her to the hotel room, and then they're going to do it. So like she comes up with an identity and he comes up with one too, but he like he wears a name tag with like his name on it. So it says like, hello, my name is whatever. And he comes over and he's like introducing himself, and then they have this whole like hit on each other, go to the hotel room. And then in another episode, it comes back where they decide to do the same thing. And she like calls him. She's like, I'm at the hotel if you want to meet me. And like he runs around the house. Like he's like, name tags. I need the name tags. And he's like looking all over for the name tags. He like can't like be his own self. And it's just like really crazy. I don't know. I like his character in that show. It's like, it's just hilarious.
Me?
You should check it out.
Ah, fuck that show. Sounds terrible.
It's awesome.
I'm more like, I think probably my favorite comedy would have to be like 30 Rock.
Really?
Yeah, I was always a bit like I like their style of humor kind of is like in line with mine.
I mean, I like Seinfeld the best. I just think like comedies that are on right now, probably like Modern Family. Parks and Rec just ended. Office is gone.
Not just, but yeah. It's
right.
Oh,
yeah.
If we're going all time, Simpsons. Simpsons from like
really?
From 90 to 98. Yeah.
It's South Park for me, man.
Oh, that's true too, yeah.
South Park has always been great.
Yeah, I never got into the Simpsons that much.
Simpsons is
the best. I didn't either.
Really?
Yeah.
Neither of you.
Nope.
Clearly you guys didn't watch ESPN. Well, I know Robert did, but you watched like Friends.
I liked Friends. And what else?
I never liked Friends. I think I'm in the minority with that. I didn't like Friends at all.
I don't think Friends is like the greatest show ever, but I liked it, and I liked like the earlier seasons. Later on, it kind of.
Friends is always the show that's just on.
Yeah, it's always
on
TV.
You're just like, you're watching.
I feel like
it.
The episodes are all the same. I really do. It's like one big blur to me. I don't know.
That's pretty much true.
Yeah,
we do the David Schwimmer podcast, so we love David Schwimmer.
We do love David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
He carries the show. I mean,
he does carry the show.
So, Okay. Here's a little something I bet you guys knew, but I'm going to tell you anyways. With Loot Crate, you get collectibles, apparel, and more from your favorite pop culture franchises delivered right to your door every single month. We're talking new t-shirts in every crate, figures, comics, stuff for your kitchen. Guys, they've got a wide range of exclusive items that you can't get anywhere else, from fan favorite franchises like Harry Potter to Marvel Comics to Fallout 4, Star Wars, and so much more. You can get all of this for less than $20 a month by going to lootcrate.com/shark and putting in the promo code shark. And that's it. That's all you got to do. Lootcrate.com/shark, promo code shark. You're going to get 10% off your first Loot Crate subscription. It's a $45 value in every box. You're getting it for less than $20 a month. And you're getting 10% off by going to lootcrate.com/shark, putting the promo code shark. Why wouldn't you do it?
Apparently, like, everybody hates David Schwimmer on that show. Like, really? They hate Ross.
Why?
I don't know. Everybody, like, whenever they took, like, a poll of who are, like, the greatest characters in that show, Ross is always at the bottom.
Yeah.
I think that was on purpose, though.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to like Ross.
Yeah, you're not really supposed to. But he's, like, kind of the – I mean, it was him and Rachel were, like, the whole will they get together. So it's kind of weird that he's so unlikable.
But it was always because of him. It was, like, the whole Ross and Rachel thing was because he's such a dipshit, and he can't decide what he wants, right? I guess was there ever a situation where Rachel was the one that,
like, I mean, they kind of went back and forth. Like, sometimes it was Rachel who wanted Ross, but he was in a relationship, and then sometimes it was Ross who wanted Rachel, and she was kind of not wanting to get together. So, I don't know.
I saw him in when I see him in Band of Brothers, he sticks out like a fucking sore thumb in that show.
Oh, dude, anything, he sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, and he's basically Ross if he was in the military in that show. He plays the same character.
It's Ross.
Yeah,
it's Ross.
It's like he can't like, I can, I guess, oh, shit, you know what? No.
Like, easily fooled by his troops. Like, all kind of, like, just, it's just Ross.
By the way, guys, if you're listening to this and you also listen to the Swimming Lessons podcast that we do, we don't mean anything we're saying right now. We love Ross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
David Schwimmer is the best.
Look, guys, we do a lot of improv bits on this, okay? We're having a laugh, okay? David Schwimmer is he's the man.
He's the man. No, I always liked Chandler on Friends. He was my favorite character. I like sarcasm.
I'm just going to let that sit there.
Yeah.
Everybody, of course you like Chandler.
I like Chandler. Hey, a lot of people like Joey and Phoebe because they're dumb, but come on. Dumb's overrated.
I didn't like, the only reason I didn't like Chandler is because, I don't know, the style of humor just didn't. I liked Joey because he was dumb. You nailed it.
Just reiterate.
See? That's why I like Joey.
Nah.
That would have been a Joey thing to say right there. I'm so Joey. Oh, you. No, I was like, I was halfway between two thoughts, and I was like, fuck, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. Rachel wasn't that smart either on that show, though. Like, she struggled to, like, I don't know, get the amount of coffee that they were trying to, like, deliver right and stuff like that. Like, she was always making dumb decisions in that show.
Because she was really ditzy. I think Phoebe was more weird.
Okay, wait.
I think Phoebe smoked a lot of weed.
Yeah.
Here's my thought, like, or here's where I was, what I was just thinking about. Okay, like, which one of those actors or actresses can you say actually did break out of that role, like break out of their Friends mold? Like, Jennifer Aniston, maybe, but like, she really hasn't found like a ton of success.
I think Jennifer Aniston's
hot.
Yeah, she's hot. That's why.
But
yeah.
I think Jennifer Aniston, like, she's at least been in some movies. None of them have been good, but she's in them. So that's something. Matt LeBlanc hasn't, like, he had Episodes, which was, like, another.
He's the host of Top Gear in England now.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's, I've heard something. It sucks.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's tanking in the ratings over there.
Yeah, no, they're not giving it a chance.
Yeah, well, Clarkson, May, and Hammond carried that show, man. Like, they make cars interesting for people that don't even like cars.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like cars. I like that show.
Yeah.
Fuck.
<sense. laughs> They got me.
Name one example. It's mean.
Yeah.
Lisa Chandler Kudrow. Fell face of the earth.
No, he's on The Odd Couple now.
Oh, shit.
But it's not doing that well. I don't think it'll last another season.
Wait, they did another Odd Couple?
An Odd Couple show.
With who? Yeah. With Chandler and...
With Chandler. With Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's actually a pretty good one.
Like
a good Odd Couple pairing.
Yeah. I don't think it's doing that well in the ratings, though. But a lot of TV isn't really, like... It's really hard for TV to stick right now.
Wait, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here we go. They're doing an Odd Couple... And it's not working. We got to put females in that role. Who's your female Odd Couple? I'm saying Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig. Do 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 do. McCarthy's the crazy sloppy one. Oh,
she's the sloppy one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go.
No, actually, make her the make. Oh, even better. We're gonna reverse all kinds of roles here, guys. We're breaking all kinds of stereotypes and glass ceilings. Mm-hmm. Melissa McCarthy is going to be the clean one. Oh, not expecting Ooh. That. She's a bigger gal. You think maybe she's a slap? No, she's actually the clean one. Kristen right. Wiig's the sloppy one, doesn't have her shit together.
My pairing would be Kathy Bates and Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh,
that's
two just very like hot actresses in the fucking
in the now.
In
yeah.
the now. Way to stay in yeah. the now, man.
I think Kathy Bates is the clean one. Melissa Joan Hart going outside her role of Clarissa Explains It All, kind of like that God's Not Dead 2. She's kind of getting out of that. She's just sloppy and messy and just a total B.
A total B.
B. Yep.
What about Aubrey Plaza and that other chick that's in that new movie?
The mom from Honey Boo Boo.
There you go. Mom from Honey Boo Boo and Aubrey Plaza.
No, the mom from Honey Boo Boo in both roles.
In one, she has short hair. The other one, long hair.
Yep, she's doing the whole Parent Trap thing right now.
Nice. She's the new Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. And she's kind of the old Lindsay Lohan too.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, I actually watched that movie a few weeks ago. It was on like ABC Family or some shit.
It's always on ABC Family.
Yeah.
I have 1 through 100 channels, and literally they play the same 20 movies over and over. Hunger Games, Catching, or you know, one of the Hunger Games things. Pick one.
FX. Yeah.
Any of the Marvel movies. Pick one.
Yeah. Name a channel. Like TBS. What does TBS play a lot of?
TBS, you're going to get a lot of Seinfeld, Family Guy, Conan, and then you're going to get, oh, God.
You can't. Friends, Rush Hour. Rush Hour's on TBS.
No.
Yeah, movie-wise, it's like comedy movies, like Rush Hour, Kindergarten Cop.
yeah, Kindergarten Cop was on TBS the other day.
Not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. I'm trying to think what else. I think like, no.
AMC. What about AMC?
Oh, AMC, you're going to get some weird ones. You're going to get
AMC is Godfather.
You're going to get like The Quick and the Dead.
Yeah.
Park.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of story because AMC cares about story.
Yeah.
AMC cares.
Yeah.
I think I saw a pretty...
About meth.
Pretty solid one the other day.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Yep.
Freeform.
Do they not... They can't buy more movies? Like the rights to more movies? Like, do I have
it's
to...
It's expensive, man.
It is, but like, still, like, does Kindergarten Cop have to play every Friday night?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it does.
It does.
There's a club centered around it somewhere.
It's the new Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I feel like they need to show a new one, or at least try to show a new one each week. It's, I don't know. I'm just tired of watching the Hunger Games.
What about FX?
X-Men, First Class, or...
I was going to say, like, a lot of superhero stuff, right? Like, don't they do Thor and Thor 2 and stuff?
No, because FX is Fox, so they're going to play, like, the
X-Men.
Oh,
yeah, that's
stuff.
Right, X-Men.
Yeah, yeah. Spike TV.
Was just on... Oh, Spike. I think it was either on Spike or... Let me think where else.
I'm surprised Spike is still a thing. Have they changed their style to fit the times? Because they used to just be like, this is a manly channel for men.
Yeah, they had like Barbarella, the stripper show on there.
Yeah.
It was so done. That what else? They had like
the Guys' Choice Awards.
Oh yeah,
big. It's almost Guys' Choice Award season. It's coming up.
I think it already passed, actually.
Oh.
Who won?
I don't know. Yeah, let's look up. let's get the results.
Some guy.
Spike. Who do guys choose?
Guys, are you looking it up? Choice. I'm looking it up.
We gotta get it passed. I'm not sure.
We got to get the results, or if not, we got to get a pool going.
Guys' Choice Awards 2016.
Let's see.
Perfect 10. Check out the whole party. Hall of Honorees. Woman of the Decade. Who won Woman of the Decade?
I will tell you. It was Julia Roberts.
Yep.
All right.
Really?
Yep.
She was like the woman of the late 90s.
Did she actually show up?
I'm sure, yeah. Honorees. Okay. Athlete of the Decade. Who do you think?
LeBron.
Kobe Bryant.
Damn it.
Our new girlfriend.
What?
Wait, okay, don't tell me. Our new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Nope. I don't know where she's
Anna
from.
Kendrick.
No. Gigi Hadid. Hadid.
What?
I don't know. She's some like Sports Illustrated.
What even is that category?
Oh, my God. These winners are fucking amazing. Okay. Who's the...
Pick another.
The Outlaw.
The Outlaw Award?
Outlaw Award.
Clint Eastwood.
Think yeah, just think more obscure.
The Outlaw. An outlaw. Who's an outlaw?
I wish they gave
is there like a description for that category?
No, it just says outlaw.
Looking for it. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can get like a description. Because I feel like
go to Wikipedia.
I am. That's what I'm at.
Okay. See, I'm on like the actual spike.com.
Yeah, don't look at that.
I'm looking at just the categories, but not who won. So I'm just, all it says is Unstoppable Jock, Outlaw Award, right. Guys of the Decade. But just, we'll go through each category.
Hold on, let me see if I can.
How do you give a a thankful speech for that award?
It literally.
Like, thanks for nominating me best outlaw.
It doesn't give you anything. Hold on, let me see if the actual, just the regular Wikipedia entry for.
The Outlaw Award?
Spike Guy's Choice Award. Spike.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. Outlaw. Who would be an outlaw?
You're never going to fucking get it. It's so weird.
Is it somebody I know?
It's not weird. Yeah, it's definitely somebody you know. But it's like...
Channing Tatum.
You're a little too contemporary.
All right. I don't know.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay. What? All right, do the next category.
Okay. Hot and funny.
Hot and funny. So it's got to be a girl.
David Schwimmer.
Ooh.
Tina Fey.
Robert, actually, this is a girl you said before.
Fuck. Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Okay.
Guy Movie Hall of Fame.
Guy. So it's a movie?
It's a movie. It's a movie. Robert, right. You've seen this movie. It stars a duo of men. That
22 Jump Street?
No, it appears they appear in a lot of...
The Nice Guys.
You're on the... No, two...
That's too new.
Yeah, Guy Movie Hall of Fame. So it's like, think old movies.
And it's an older movie?
And older as in like 80s.
Oh, shit.
80s, 90s. Well, I think it's... Is it 80s? Hold on, let me check.
48 Hours.
No.
Why Top is this Gun. A Guy Movie Hall of Fame?
Okay, it was made in... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was made in 1995.
Oh.
Heat.
You're close, Casino.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. Unstoppable Jock.
Unstoppable Jock.
So this is
Tom Brady.
This is a sports athlete.
Rob Gronkowski.
Think defense.
Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Oh.
There you go. One of the decade we did that. Comedy MVP.
It's an actor?
I have never heard of this actor before.
All right, hold on.
Oh, I know who it is. Oh, okay.
Comedy MVP. You weren't sure about who it
was. Well, I recognize the face, and I'd say he's pretty big in comedy right now. But he's like a newer comedy guy. Like, he's not like an old school kind of guy. He's not like an older guy. He's a young guy.
So it's not like Louis C.K., Ricky Gervais?
No, nothing like that. He's a young guy.
Hannibal Buress.
No, you're think whiter.
early 2000s Dane Cook.
You're really fucking close. That's like kind of like the think a more contemporary Dane Cook, but not a comedian.
But not a comedian?
Yeah.
You just wait.
Jay Baruchel.
No, you're too old. He's new. He's a new guy.
New guy.
Think on
they
the same
podcast.
No, think. No, he doesn't have a podcast. Think on the same lines as like a Zac Efron.
Oh, really? Oh. Channing Tatum. No.
Nope. You're close. Or it's around that kind of. You're in the right.
Like Zac Efron. This
area.
Is a comedy MVP.
Yeah.
Channing
Tatum, Zac Efron. You might even loop Jonah Hill in there with him.
Seth Rogen.
No, that's a little too. All right, he's on. He's got a show on Comedy Central.
Nick Kroll.
You're...
Damn it.
Anthony, you like this show?
Oh, Anthony Jeselnik.
Nope.
Dang it. You said Anthony.
His name is Adam Devine.
Oh, really?
From Workaholics.
I don't like that show.
How do
you know? Workaholics.
Yeah.
Oh,
Workaholics.
Fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know who the fuck that was until I looked at his face. I was like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, I never bothered to learn their names. I just like watching them fuck around on that show.
Okay.
Yeah. What else is there?
Hero Award. I don't know what this is.
Nelson Mandela.
Oh, no, never mind. We should not make fun of this. This is like for like military guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there anybody we know?
No. Alex Scarlateros, Spencer Stone. They have, everyone I click on, they have like, they're wearing like military uniforms. So.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on. I'm sure they did some awesome shit.
Yeah.
And
which Virtuoso Award?
Okay, hold on. We'll get into it. Okay.
These are the dumbest.
This is the Jean-Claude Goddamn Award.
Jean-Claude Goddamn.
Yeah. As in Goddamn.
You know what? I don't think they have descriptions for these because they themselves don't even know what
they
mean.
They don't know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a lady. So think of it in those terms.
The UFC girl. The
Charlotte McKinney?
No, you're pretty close though. It's
not what's her name? Yeah.
It's not Kate Upton, is it?
No, but you're getting warm.
Oh, really? It's a model?
Yeah.
Model, actress.
Think about the name of that award.
Television host.
I know, but I was thinking Jean-Claude. I was thinking like a fighter, like UFC.
No, she's not a fighter. She's been on television. She's been in movie.
Movie.
Maybe a couple.
Olivia Munn. Is it?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
She's been in movies.
Has she?
She's been in a couple. Yeah,
she was in Magic Mike, I think, and stuff like that.
Jean-Claude.
Yeah, she was topless in Magic Mike.
What?
Yep.
Yep.
They hid it in that movie.
Yeah. they wanted to put some boobs in there just so maybe guys would go see it too.
She was topless in Magic Mike?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Virtuoso Award?
I was Googling that.
Googling Olivia Munn.
Virtuoso. It's... Looking at it, it's like, of course this guy. He,
really?
Yeah, he,
Bradley
well,
Cooper.
Not as sexy.
Matthew McConaughey.
Too sexy. You're way too sexy. You went sexier. Guys, come on.
Virtuoso.
He likes his Lincolns.
Is it an actor?
An actor.
Ben Affleck.
No, but
damn.
I think kind of around the same age, maybe.
Matt Damon.
Nope. Damon.
Mark Wahlberg.
Ooh. No, yeah, he's still. You're pretty close.
Aren't they the same person, Damon and Mark Wahlberg?
You know what? I guess I wouldn't say that you're pretty close. I just say that like this guy. He's in. He's a weird dude, is how I'd put it. He's a funny man. He's in a lot of, like... if I just name one guy associated with him, you'd know. He's been in movies with Jay Baruchel.
Seth Rogen.
And
Jonah Hill.
Craig Robinson and Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen and...
Danny McBride.
No, come on. I just named everybody but him.
I'm trying to think...
was he in the Christmas movie with them?
A lot of people. I don't know. I haven't seen the Christmas movie. A lot of people think he looks like James Dean.
Oh, Franco.
Franco.
Oh yeah.
James Franco.
And then guys of the decade, who you've already mentioned the guys of the decade before, and trying to guess.
So, Ben Affleck?
Yep.
And Matt Damon?
And Matt Damon.
Oh, my God. That's weird. It's such a weird... I don't know. We should have a Shark Dropper Award.
We should, yeah. Let's see who would
like
get
every
to show
year
up.
Do a Shark Dropper Award and just make our own categories.
The Sharkies.
The Sharkies.
I'll start getting the trophies made tomorrow.
Shit, yeah. Maybe we should do the Sharkies.
We should. I think we should do that for episode like 150.
What are we on right now? Oh yeah, you're right.
115.
Okay.
Just buy like a bunch of little miniature stuffed sharks.
No, we got to do we have to do an annual Sharkies.
Okay, so December, we'll do one in December.
In December, we'll do the Sharkies.
Let's come up with categories. Are we going to do like, we're just going to make our own categories? Is it going to be just anything in like media?
Yeah.
Like biggest news story of the year.
It should be music.
movies,
video games, and, you know,
best
television.
Podcast that starts with a W.
And politics, yeah.
There you go.
Sexiest congressman.
I think that would be WTF. No offense.
So I was interviewing this guy. I don't know. He seems like a good guy to me. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. So, here's this.
Here's this award.
Just for every person that we named, to be like, oh, we're sorry to say they couldn't be here tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, you never
know. Ben Affleck couldn't make it to this hot-ass studio in my garage apartment.
Yeah, so but, Robert's going to accept the word for him.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's do that for real, though. Let's do a Sharkies.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to do that.
Okay. That'll be fun. We'll come up with nominees and everything like that, and then we'll list the nominees like a month ahead of time, and then we should do like Twitter voting and stuff, see who's going to win.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great idea. Why can't I find this?
With 10 total votes, Ben Affleck wins. Wins. He just wins. We should have the overall like just best person award.
Yeah, best guy. Best person. Just best. Yeah.
Best thing in 2016. Best, and it's just whatever it is.
It could be Obama.
It could be Obama. It could be a new type of pretzel. It doesn't matter. Just anything.
Pretzel.
Yeah, just anything. Something that's just really good.
Still looking for this Magic Mike scene here.
Oh,
yeah, there it is. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sure enough, there goes her tits.
Yeah, told you.
Wow. Thank you for her.
Yeah.
something I never thought would happen. There
good
it
for
is.
Her having
it.
Breasts.
Good for her being hot in a movie.
Good for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky bastard.
She's like in her 30s, like late 30s, I thought, right?
Dude, I remember her G4 days.
Yeah, me too. She was she's awesome. It sucked when she left. No,
G4 is gone.
Yeah, G4 is gone.
I know. I liked her as like a presenter, you know, or like as a television personality.
Right.
I thought
there's a channel that showed nothing but Big Lebowski until they died.
Yeah.
Just 24-hour marathons.
Big Lebowski, Cops, and Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, they stopped covering video games around like right before they went under, basically.
Yep.
They were trying something new. Didn't work.
Okay, let's make this a short one. Let's get out of here. You heard the Loot Crate commercial. Make sure you go to lootcrate.com/shark and check out your Loot Crate. It's the... Well, this will be released in July, so I don't know what the theme for July is, but hopefully that July theme was pretty swell.
Sweet.
Like that shit. Then make sure you go to sharkdropper.com. As Robert mentioned in this podcast, we do one called Swimming Lessons, which you can only hear if you are a patron, so... Go to sharkdropper.com next to the home button, click on Patreon, and for as little as $1 a month, you can hear some additional content, and you also help to support us to buy better equipment and just not stress out about funding.
Money issues, yeah. Which we do sometimes.
Yeah. They come up every once in a while, so it's nice to have that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle's contract takes most of it.
Yeah,
so
gotta get me give me them big bucks or I'm out of here.
And we have to re-sign him for next year, so we definitely need that Patreon money.
Yep.
Look, I'm going
4.5 cents.
I'm going for the Sharky. Going for the Sharky next year.
He needs to share best person.
Got to get that best person award.
Will Kyle Appleyard win it?
I got my money on me.
Honestly, if you win, I'm calling tomfoolery.
Good.
Yeah, you stuffed the ballot.
You call tomfoolery and tell him I won best person.
I will. My friend tomfoolery. Oh, he'll get an earful.
God, that would suck if your name was tomfoolery.
I kind of want to put that in Doppel Avenue right now.
His name is Tom.
His name's Tom Foolery.
I can totally see putting that in Doppel Avenue.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that now. Putting it in my notes in my phone right now.
Bam!
Tom Foolery, character name.
Okay, guys. Well, speaking of ending a show.
What?
You know, we were talking about that earlier.
Sure.
Yeah. That was Shark Dropper for this week. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm Anthony.
Bye. As I stand here looking out over the ocean.